The Crusade Channel is proud to promote the Epoc Times newspaper, and I ask you to do the same. Please visit them today and consider subscribing using our affiliate link by going to crusadechannel.com/epoc.
Crusade Channel News. News you can trust. Because the truth can be trusted. From the Crusade Channel News Desk, here's Ron Stafford.
Good morning, Crusaders. Welcome to Friday, July the 30th, 2021. I'm Ron Stafford, reporting from the Crusade Channel News Desk at Stafford Studios in beautiful St. Michael's, Maryland. This report is brought to you by our friends at Bulldog Kia for the best deal in the USA on a new or used Kia. Shop where Mike Church shops for all of his cars at Bulldog Kia. Drive on over to BulldogKia.com or call them at 855-BULLDOG. We'll see you at Bulldog Kia and tell them the Crusade Channel sent you. Here's what to listen for this hour. GOP members are not given access. Some Olympic news from Magdalene Rose and the House of Representatives and spending bills regarding abortion. 2 days after being denied entrance into the Department of Justice and then being chased away by protesters, four Republican lawmakers probing the conditions of the inmates arrested in connection with the January 6th breach of the U.S. Capitol have been barred from a facility where 50 of the prisoners are said to be held. Representatives Marjorie Taylor Greene of Georgia, Matt Gaetz of Florida, Louis Gohmert of Texas, and Paul Gosar of Arizona showed up at the D.C. Central Detention Facility on the morning of July the 29th. The lawmakers have been inquiring into reports that those involved in the incursion into the Capitol have been severely beaten, held in solitary confinement, and denied access to evidence about their own cases. Now an Olympic update and more from Magdalene Rose.
United States gymnast Sunisa Lee, an 18-year-old from St. Paul, Minnesota, has won the women's all-round gold in artistic gymnastics at the Olympics. In the United States, we often think that economic prowess is the only measure of dominance on the global stage, but that's not true. Sports, culture, things like that matter to other countries. So for Sunisa Lee, someone from the Hmong community, to go out there and not only represent her community, but represent the United States in such amazing fashion and bring home a gold medal for the United States in one of the most, if not the most, watched sports at the Olympics worldwide shows that economic dominance in sports and culture is thriving and will help the United States on the global stage maintain relevance, maintain strength, and show that the United States is not in decline on any of those fronts. For the Crusade Channel, I'm political affairs correspondent Magdalene Rose.
The House this week passed spending bills that would allow funding of abortions both in the United States and abroad. Yesterday afternoon, the House voted 219 to 208 to pass a large spending bill without customary prohibitions on federal funding of most elective abortions. The bill, H.R. 4502, provides appropriations for a number of federal agencies and programs, but excludes the Hyde Amendment, federal policy since 1976, which bars funding of most elective abortions in Medicaid. Our quote of the day comes from St. Peter Damian. May Christ be heard in our language. May Christ be seen in our life. May he be perceived in our hearts. Coming up are saints of the day. These two gentlemen professed the Catholic faith in the presence of the Emperor Decius in the 3rd century. You're listening to Crusade Channel News.
Do you hear that? Splashing in the pool? Laughter? Fun? It's all the sound of summer. And that's the sound of savings. During the Bulldog Kia Experience the Difference sales event, you can buy a brand new 2021 Kia Soul LX for only $18,900 while also experiencing the difference when you buy from Bulldog Kia. That's the sound of you driving to your favorite destination with peace of mind, knowing you got a great deal with a great 10-year, 100,000-mile warranty from your friends at Bulldog Kia. Visit us online at bulldogkia.com or visit us in person on the Atlanta Highway in Athens. We'll see you at Bulldog Kia. Must take delivery by August 2nd, 2021. MSRP, $20,400. 1,500 customer cash. Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty. See kia.com or dealer for details.
Our saints of the day are Abdon and Sinan. The Emperor Decius, enemy of Christians, had defeated the king of Persia and become master of several countries over which he reigned. He had already condemned to torture and death St. Polychrome, with five members of his clergy, St. Abdon and St. Senan, industrious Persian dignitaries of the 3rd century, whom the king of Persia had highly honored, were secretly Christian. It was they who had taken up the body of the martyred bishop, which had been cast contemptuously before a temple of Saturn, to bury them at night with honor. The two royal officials, now fallen under the domination of Rome, were grieved to witness the emperor's cruelty towards the faithful, and believed it their duty to make known their love for Jesus Christ. Thus, without fear of their new sovereign, they undertook by all possible means to spread and fortify the faith, to encourage the professors, and bury the martyrs. Decius, learning of their dedication, was extremely irritated. He sent for the two brothers to appear before his tribunal, and attempted to win them over to sacrifice to the gods. The saints replied that they could never adore any but our Lord. Decius imprisoned them. Soon afterwards, where he learned of the death of the viceroy he had left to govern in his place at Rome, he returned to Rome and took his two captives with him to serve as splendid trophies of his Persian victory, in whose presence they again testified to the divinity of Christ, saying they could adore no other. The next day they were flogged in the amphitheater. Then two lions and four bears were released to devour them, but the beasts laid down at their feet and became their guardians, and no one dared approach for a time. Finally, the prefect sent out gladiators to slay them with a sword, with the permission of God was done. Their bodies remained 3 days without burial, but a subdeacon who afterwards wrote their history took them up and buried them on his own terrain. Their glorious martyrdom occurred in the year 254. Finally, the influential American Postal Workers Union on Wednesday said at this point it opposes a coronavirus vaccine mandate from the Biden regime, but encouraged workers to voluntarily take the jabs. The union said in a statement obtained by the media, quote, "While the APW leadership continues to encourage postal workers to voluntarily get vaccinated, it is not the role of the federal government to mandate vaccinations for the employees we represent." The union said in the statement that workers' safety was, quote, "of paramount importance," but, quote, "at this time, the APWU opposes the mandating of COVID-19 vaccinations." Send me your news tips to Ron at crusadechannel.com. Stay tuned to the Crusade Channel with live breaking news updates all day and the best live talk radio anywhere. Up next, the Mike Church Show continues. I'm Ron Stafford for the Crusade Channel, seeking news and finding truth.